basis?
I think they have about between 125 and 150.
Yeah,
probably.
It varies. I think they're expecting a pretty good turnout this year, so maybe, you know, maybe even 150 plus this year, which is a good turnout. I think one of the years I run it, we may have been one of the lower years, and I think we maybe had 60 some finishes. That was back the first two times I ran it, Bill. Do you remember there was a bit of a controversy, I guess, when they moved it from the original Labor Day, they pushed back to October, right, in a bid not to compete with some other marathons?
Yeah, I was out chasing the baseball at that time.
Right,
so
right.
I remember that happening, but that's a traditional Labor Day deal.
So were you glad? You obviously were glad when they moved it back to Labor Day.
Yeah.
What, 91, I think, is when it moved back?
Absolutely.
Do you still follow the marathon very closely then? I mean, it's your brainchild, it's your baby. Is that how you look at it?
I've gone out the last few years, mm-hmm. and last year I played flat, forgot about it. And but I usually go out, and I still do the same thing that I did then,
mm-hmm.
and I'm probably the only guy that does it. I drive the marathon course backwards,
mm-hmm.
And look at people, because if you want to really monitor the race and know when somebody's in deep trouble, you must see them coming towards you. So I would drive slowly the course backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And if I see somebody who's sweating profusely or has quit sweating,
it's a real danger.
Then I'll alert somebody. Uh-huh. We need to keep a specific eye on this particular mm-hmm. person. And I think in the years gone by, when runners were not maybe as well conditioned, that was really a crucial thing in to keep people healthy and get them to the end.
Now, when you laid out the course going south, of course, there was still a railroad down by the riverbank. And it's worked out so perfectly that now it's a recreational trail. And for me, the most beautiful part of the run is that stretch. It's still early in the morning. It can be absolutely beautiful, that stretch. But, of course, Joe told the story of the year that the train went through and held up some of the runners. You had to know you were dealing with that, right? That you were possibly dealing with trains going through while the railroad was still there.
Yeah, well, you know, it's scenic course. That's all part of it.
It's just part of the character, right, Bill?
Well, I tell you, there was one year that it rained. And the road there was nothing but a quagmire. It was muddy. It was knee deep in mud, and the guys actually ran on the ties. From what is that? 2 miles or so through there. They ran on the ties.
That's on your tiptoes.
Yeah.
There are some hardcore people. I still regard it as a fairly hardcore marathon because it's tough. It's on a hot day in a humid climate. But I think if you look back at the history of it, we've had some real hardcore people out there.
Yes.
Hardcore.
And it's been called the only true marathon in the United States, in that it requires you to do all of those things. You know, they talk about the hills in Boston. Forget it. It's not the same.
No, it's not.
And the other major marathon courses are flat.
Yeah, they are. Bill, I wish we could pick your brain because you've got some great stories, but we're out of time. But it's been great to have you on the program talking about the Heart of America Marathon. You must be excited that it's coming up on 50, and here it is, still going strong.
What, you know what that makes me feel?
What does it mean?
Old, baby.
You know what? But you're here, and it's thanks to you that we do this. Some people, as you've already indicated, may curse you a little bit on Labor Day.
I love it.
On the way back. But so I can sense that you glean a certain kind of satisfaction from that. And you must be happy that it's in Joe Duncan's hands at the moment, a great guardian of the marathon tradition.
Joe is, he's a prince. When I got deeply involved in baseball and wasn't able to kind of control things, he was there, and he's been a godsend to distance running and the Columbia Track Club.
Bill, thanks a lot. It's great having you on the program, and great to recall some memories with you. We appreciate it.
Happy to be here.
Great. Bill Clark, founder of the Heart of America Marathon, and you'll see him in the Tribune each and every week. We're flat out of time. Does it make you want to do the marathon now I've got you on a bike?
No. No.
You want to think about that for a minute?
I'm thinking about those hills. No.
Yeah, they're brutal. 10:47, it's the morning meeting on News Talk 1400 KFRU.
The morning meeting, only on News Talk 1400 KFRU. Not more.